We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm so excited to welcome New York Times bestselling author Tracy Baptiste. Tracy, thanks for stopping by, and your book, Mermaid and Pirate, I'm so excited that you're on, and the whole connection with The Little Mermaid, it's got to feel good, doesn't it, to write a book like this, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, for sure, to write this particular book. We did not time it to come out at the same time as The Little Mermaid. That was just a huge coincidence, which is, you know, it's fantastic for me.
Yeah, so tell me kind of how it happened. Like, you were writing it not in that connection, right? How you became a New York Times bestselling author. Tell me that real quick.
Oh, sure. So I have been writing for, you know, quite a long time. My first book came out in 2005, and I have been publishing pretty steadily ever since. And I tend to write a lot of, I write a lot of different genres. I write fiction, I write nonfiction, I write for little kids, I write for older kids. But the books that I am probably best known for are a fantasy series called The Jumbies, which is about these creatures from Caribbean folklore. And then the Mojang people who created of Minecraft read that, and they wanted me to write a fantasy series that was set in the Minecraft world. And so that's how Minecraft the Crash happened. And that book, spent some time on the New York Times bestseller list. And I just went back to, you know, writing all of my various fantasy series, other nonfiction books, and so on. And when Disney cast Halle Bailey in the role of Ariel, there were a lot of people talking about this idea of a Black mermaid, and that it was something that was unfamiliar to them. And so there were people who were pointing folks to some of my work, because I have written about Black mermaids before. And then I wrote this, you know, op-ed for the New York Times, and that was, just about Black mermaids. And my editor asked if I could write a story that was specifically about Black mermaids that she could publish. And so that's how this happened. And it just happened that it is coming out just a month before Halle Bailey's debut as Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
So that's interesting, because of the connectivity of doing that. It's got to feel great when you heard that happen, right? It's something that you wrote it based on that, but finally to be at the same time, coming out at the same time, perfect timing, right? And so
it's perfect timing. We could not have plotted it out more perfectly, actually.
All right, Damon, what question do you have for?
Hi, how are you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing very well.
Honored to meet you, man. I love your work. I love your catalog. I gotta ask you, man, it's very interesting to see how creative you are for so long. Man, a former teacher, right? And, you know, you are now an author, currently on faculty at Lesley University as a creative writing MFA. Can you please tell me, okay, from point A to point present, what captivated you in each intersection to elevate, right, to get you to where you're at right now?
Well, you know, I mean, that's such a great question. First of all, like, usually people don't ask me about the connectivity of, like, my various, careers across, you know, like, time. But I always wanted to be a writer. Since I was a really little kid, I'd wanted to write because I always loved stories and storytelling. And so that was something I always had wanted to do. And I started writing when I was really young, tried to write a novel when I was 12. Of course, that was, you know, not great because I was 12. but then when I, you know, I was, you know, I had moved to the United States from Trinidad, I was still writing, but I became interested in teaching, and I wanted to teach little kids. So I started out in elementary school, really loving it, really putting so much into it that I did not have any kind of time to write. And so it was my husband who suggested that I leave teaching and go to editorial work. So I started working for an educational publisher, because I was still in the teaching realm, but it was, you know, getting me closer to my goal of writing and editing. And after I was working in editorial for a long time, I had more time to be able to write at night. Editors have a little bit more time than teachers do. And so I wrote my first book while I was working for an educational publisher that came out. And then really it was like after 10 years after my first book came out, I was finally able to say, I can do this full time. I can write full time. And so I started writing full time. And then Lesley University reached out to me and asked me if I would consider coming back to teaching and teaching master's level students. And I had not thought of it, but I missed teaching. So I decided I would go back.
So
Oh,
Tracy, it's
that's
so interesting as we're close to running out of time. I'd love to have a longer conversation at one point in time than, this quick tour for your book. But really, I'm a former teacher and I miss teaching. And I get to teach my clients as I have an agency, and I get to teach people. Every day I learn as a teacher by interviewing some amazing people like you. I think the big thing, what do you want people to get out of this book coming out, especially at the same time as The Little Mermaid's coming out?
So, I really want people to understand that yes, mermaids can be black. They can come from anywhere. There are mermaid stories in cultures all over the world. But really, to just like enjoy the absolute gorgeous illustrations that Liesl Adams does to illustrate Mermaid and Pirate. And just the idea that, you can come from two different places, you can come from different cultures, you can speak two different languages, but you can share the language of kindness and friendship. And that's really what this story is about, is that, mermaid and pirate find a way to come together and find a way to be friends, even though they don't speak the same language. Mermaid speaks Glubbity and pirate speaks Arg, but they find a way to communicate with each other and they find friendship.
Oh, that's so amazing to hear that. Best place people can buy the book and go, where can they go?
They can go to any bookstore. Any bookseller will have Mermaid and Pirate, and booksellers online as well will have Mermaid and Pirate. You can go to your local library. You can also go to my website, which is tracybatisse.com.
We appreciate it, Tracy. Again, this is what we call the fast interview, but we look forward to chatting with you again. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.